We're going to head now to the press conference live at the state capitol.
Amendment of the prohibition of same-sex marriage. The court has declined to hear that case and other cases similar to that in other states. I can tell you that I am surprised about this and disappointed. I believe that the people deserve to have this hearing taking place at the Supreme Court level to determine, you know, what is a significant issue of our time and have certainty brought to the case, and having the Supreme Court hear that and do that job, I thought was appropriate to resolve the issue and give it some finality. While I continue to believe that the states do have the right to define marriage and create laws regarding marriage, ultimately, we are a nation of laws, and we here in Utah will uphold the law. To that end, I've sent out a letter to our agencies here that I've just had produced, and I'll read it to you. Dear cabinet members, as you're all aware, the United States Supreme Court announced this morning it will not grant certiorari in the Kitchen v. Herbert case or in any other case related to same-sex marriage. The effect of this decision is that the stay that has been put in place in Utah's case has been lifted, and Utah's laws regarding same-sex marriage have been ruled to be unconstitutional. We have also just received the mandate from the 10th Circuit Court finalizing its order and lifting its own stay. Accordingly, each agency should conduct business today and going forward, recognizing all legally performed same-sex marriages. Please make adjustments to any forms or other processes as appropriate. If there are any specific questions that arise, please consult with the governor's office so we can work with the attorney general to resolve those questions. I've had that sent out, and they should all be receiving that now as we speak. I'm sure there are going to be some questions that come up, and we'll work through that as the process allows it to take place. This has been, I'm sure everyone recognizes, has been and will continue to be an emotional issue for many people. But let me encourage the people of Utah, regardless of your personal beliefs when it comes to the same-sex marriage and this issue, please treat each one of us, each other, with respect and with kindness as we transition through this new law. And with that, I'd like to turn some time over to our Attorney General for a few comments from him. Sean?
Thank you, Governor, and good evening, or good afternoon, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen of the press. I, too, had hoped that the United States Supreme Court would take this case or another case to decide these important issues for the nation as a whole, but with their decision not to grant certiorari to any of the states or circuits, they have decided the law for Utah and the other states in the 10th Circuit. We did receive correspondence from the 10th Circuit, and their mandate issued along with the lifting of the stay that had been in place in the Kitchen case. We've advised our clients, including the governor and his cabinet, and we've also sent correspondence to county attorneys and county clerks, much along the lines of what the governor has just read to you, that we wish that they and their team would, with all professionalism, make sure that they recognize all legal marriages and help all those in the process of making a smooth transition as our laws transition as well. As I've said from the beginning, I think that this is an important and critical process for people on all sides of the issue and all citizens of Utah to have clarity brought to this extremely and deeply personal issue. And I also believe, as the governor had suggested, that it's time for people of goodwill on both sides of the issue to come together now and heal any rifts that had occurred. We are all Utahns, and I hope that we will exercise a great deal of kindness, caring, and understanding one towards each other. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Why don't you just stay here? We'll take a few minutes if there's any questions you'd like to passed.
Governor, just to be clear, this
You are listening to a live broadcast, a press conference from the Utah State Capitol regarding a decision by the Supreme Court. The Federal Appeals Court has lifted its stay in Utah's gay marriage case and cleared the way for same-sex couples to marry in the state.
Laws and other issues out there. With marriage, you now have divorce, and so the divorce laws, adoption laws, are some things that are still unclear. But let me let the Attorney General.
And we don't have a final answer for you, Mr. Mills, on that question. We're still reviewing how this impacts all other cases, although we're inclined at this point to believe that many of those issues are moot. Specifically with regard to adoptions, if the plaintiffs now have the remedy that they desired, and they could dismiss their case today, and have the benefits that they sought. So we again, have to look at those a little more carefully with our team before we make any commitments. But for right now, it appears that there is more clarity with regard to other issues and not just the kitchen case.
You're listening to Utah Public Radio and our coverage of the press conference being held by Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes and the Governor Gary Herbert in response to a decision earlier today. The Supreme Court ordered turning away pills from five states seeking to prohibit same-sex marriage, and that's triggered a series of moves in affected states to clear the way for gay and lesbian unions. You just heard the governor and Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes say they were disappointed in this decision. However, they have received orders from the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver saying that the stay has been lifted in the gay marriage cases in not only Utah but also Oklahoma. And that's clearing the way for same-sex nuptials to begin in both of those states. Colorado's attorney general saying that legal formalities are all that's left, and his office will file motions to expedite the process. And in Utah, the Salt Lake County clerk, Sherry Swenson, says the district attorney's office there has given her approval to issue licenses to gay couples. She says so far no gay couples have come in for licenses within the first few minutes of the order. In Cache County Attorney James Swink says that in this county they will begin issuing those licenses immediately. The decision from the county comes just a few hours after the Supreme Court refused to hear these cases. Rich County is also offering marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And throughout the day, we will keep you updated on the decision, some comments from both sides of the issue, and we will have the latest coming up during our 5:30 news during All Things Considered here on Utah Public Radio. Again, we've been listening to a live broadcast of comments from Utah Governor Gary Herbert and Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes concerning the decision by the Supreme Court deciding to turn away appeals from five states seeking to prohibit same-sex marriage, including the state of Utah. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. Thank you for joining us. We are going to return to our regular programming of performance today, and we ask that you stay with us throughout the day. Also, if you'd like more information, you can go to our website at upr.org.